Hi, friends. Thanks for joining us for this word of encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Today's reading, titled Refuge for the Rejected, was written by James Banks. George Whitefield was one of the most gifted and effective preachers in history, leading thousands to faith in Jesus. But his life wasn't without controversy. His practice of preaching outdoors to accommodate large crowds was sometimes criticized by those who questioned his motives and felt he should speak only within the four walls of a church building. Whitefield's epitaph sheds light on his response to others' harsh words. "I am content to wait till the day of judgment for the clearing up of my character, and after I am dead, I desire no other epitaph than this." Here lies George Whitefield. What sort of man he was, the great day will discover. In the Old Testament, when David faced harsh criticism from others, he too entrusted himself to God. When Saul falsely accused David of leading a rebellion, and he was forced to hide from Saul's approaching army in a cave, David, in Psalm 57, described being in the midst of lions, among men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. But even in that difficult place, he turned to God and found comfort in him, saying, "For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies." When others misunderstand or reject us, God is our refuge. May He be forever praised for His unfailing and merciful love. Now let's hear the word of the Lord. This is today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading. It's taken from Psalm 57. "Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me. For in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth His love and His faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our refuge when we're going through a difficult trial. You care for us and protect us under the shadow of your wings. May you be glorified as we trust in you in the good times and in the bad. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.